us or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
When's Dustin showing up?
Next week.
Tom Dustin next in week. The studio next All week. Right. James Johann in the studio Friday. Lewis Black on the phone tomorrow. And Nick Allen in the studio today.
Boom.
Hi, Nick. I turned your mic on. That was rude.
Hey.
Midweek Nick with no mic. All right, just in time for sports.
Chiefs.
Now your Chiefs right now. Where were you? Because of all of us, which is really a low bar, you're the only Husker fan that we know that cares that's involved with the show. And because I know Petey's born and raised, not a big fan. Craig doesn't care either way. Kind of likes him, kind of doesn't. But you root for him, and you live and die. Did you die Saturday?
No, I actually ended up getting a little baked and making too strong of drinks. And I realized they lost, but I didn't really remember the end of the game.
Cool. So perfect.
You didn't even
that's
die.
Good. I'm an adult. It was, what, 5 p.m.?
Yeah. You know. Just a little? You didn't die just a little?
No, you're used to it by now.
Yeah, you should be, but social media doesn't seem to be that way.
You know, it's like if
you
had
20 years of losing.
If you had 200 grandmas, one died all the time, you're like, well, there's another one.
And they will die, by the way.
Now, do you think that the quarterback's Heisman chances are over?
They were the first week.
Yeah, I think so.
They were the first week.
They were before they played.
All right. Not rubbing it in. We just haven't seen Nick, and Nick's the only one that we know that we care about that likes the Huskers.
Yeah,
yeah. There goes my season prediction. Exactly. I thought
it's
they were going
with the show. I mean, I get
you some, didn't.
Did you have mine? No.
You really didn't, did you?
I wrote it like
no. That was a great line. Somebody said, "What's your best case scenario?" And you had a good point. You just wrote undefeated.
Yeah,
because that's your best case.
I'm like, here's their best case scenario: is they win the whole thing.
That's
of course
true.
They're not going to. But,
right.
You know, if you're looking at best case,
that is best case scenario. Have you adjusted that now? Best case scenario is like 7, 8
wins? Well, it
looks
like one loss now, best case.
What? But you have two. Well, next week.
I guarantee they're going to be 2-1.
I want to know if
they're going to be 2-1.
Larry the Cable Guy.
I don't know.
Actually,
Northern Illinois is better than South Alabama, everybody's saying.
Oh, that's a good
Maybe
point.
They're just saying that now, though.
And they did win the last time they played at Memorial Stadium.
Because I
that's
saw
true.
A season prediction on a board outside of a financial planner's place.
Right.
You know, it was all the employees.
Right.
And they picked. Larry the Cable Guy was included, too.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they made that up or if Larry the Cable Guy, in fact, predicted an undefeated season.
Best case scenario.
Larry's a best case scenario guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a total optimist.
Yeah. Or delusional,
right.
As I like to call it.
Yeah. He's like the opposite of me when it comes to the Vikings.
Yeah, he's delusional.
I'm into game film now, Petey. I'm three quarters into the Viking game.
Oh, good. So have you changed your opinion on it?
Don't tell him what happens.
Yo, if I were the Packers
you're 1-0.
This weekend, I would just put 11 guys in the box and make Kirk Cousins beat you.
Okay.
He threw the ball 10 times.
Perfect.
For 98 yards.
That's a great formula you're winning 28-14.
Unless... You know, you're getting stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Then what do you do?
Well, then you see if he can throw it more than 10 times.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah. Which
good,
he has.
Good breakout there.
Yeah. That's how we do film.
It's Packer-Viking week. Yeah. And we found out that we talked about this earlier. Craig, Todd, and Push are all watching the game together.
No way.
And
no way.
Ain't no way
that's happening.
No. And the tie's like kissing your sister. And I said kissing your news guy, basically, in this situation.
Hey.
So the whole time the game is tied, they have to be kissing.
Oh,
no matter.
Man.
So it's 0-0.
Oh,
yeah.
Have to, get to, whatever.
Yeah.
Just lips pressed together, like
basically,
not moving your eyes to watch
there,
the
so
game.
Puss and,
is it a kiss Puss and threesome?
Craig, Puss and Craig get a break once in a while, but you have to keep kissing both one or the other the whole time.
Oh, so we get the tag team switch off.
Yep. A great visual.
Man, Puss, you're going to get a contact high that day, man.
You are.
Well, if they lose, it'll make it easier.
You're basically just sucking on two bongs right there.
On a Sunday?
Bongs.
Bongs. With a B.
No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
The old 6-foot bong.
Every time you pull your lips away from Craig or Todd, you're right. You're just going to be coughing.
That's messed. If the lips feel like more than a bong, you're welcome.
And you know where the carburetor is on both of them, right? Right
around
the back.
Reach on around there.
Oh, I know.
Right around
Hit
the spider
carb.
Bite. Spider bite carburetor. Oh, that's a Deadpool name next year. Spider bite carburetor. Around the back is the carburetor.
Oh, they're tied again. Come out back over here.
All right, sorry. That was a great visual. Made it worse.
I guess you can call it a great visual.
I know Todd thinks they're going to lose. I know you used to think the Vikings are going to lose. Craig definitely thinks the Packers are going to lose. Push never thinks the Packers are going to lose. So you
no, that's not true.
In this room, it is.
You call me an optimist, but no, I just am not as pessimistic as these two.
As Craig.
Packers favored by three, by the way. Packers.
Oh, it went to three. I saw 2.5 yesterday.
Packers favored by three.
I thought they were going to lose to Chicago.
Yep.
We all lost when they played Chicago. That game was horrible.
That's true.
There you go.
Hey, football's back. Like,
that did suck. Yeah, it looked like football from 100 years ago. They were just honoring 100 years ago.
What do we do here?
The forward pass.
Yeah, but this is also the same room. This is also the same room that bitches when it's 49-48. Nobody's playing defense.
No, but that game did suck. I mean, that game
There was
did
a lot
suck.
Of defense.
Yeah, yeah. And bad offense.
Well,
But they won. You won. That's all that matters.
Five, six sacks on each side. Yeah, there's a lot of defense.
Yeah. I like defensive football.
And bad blocking, too. Yeah. But they won.
It seems like all the NFL games currently, I mean, if you watched an NFL game in its entirety and we're not at some point, like, how many penalties are there going to be
too
right
many.
Now? Yeah, I mean, it's just early in the season, and there's some couple new points of emphasis for them. Many. You want to go NFL or college?
You got any college stories? I guess we got a few, right?
Well, I got a couple stories here. First of which was that exciting. There were two games with ranked teams, and LSU in Texas was actually a good college football game.
Yeah, that was Todd's daughter's wedding, so we missed that completely.
Did you? 45-38, just a fun college
really
football game.
Much. I didn't care. But,
two top 10 teams. Yeah.
I did love McConaughey on it was great.
Oh, my God.
And when he ripped off the helmet.
On Corso?
Yeah, and you had a great line on our text chain about he thought.
That was the big one.
That was the big one.
Like, because the look on his face when Herb Street's pulling what head was it?
It was the LSU.
Thank you. The tiger. He's pulling the tiger off of Corso's head last night.
No, McConaughey was.
McConaughey.
Off there because he's pissed off.
And
it's funny.
Corso's frail ass body, like his whole body is moving because McConaughey can't get the damn thing off.
It was
and
great.
Then finally it comes off, and like Corso's looking around like, oh my God, that was it. Wait, I'm still alive.
And then he throws the hat. McConaughey was great. McConaughey was great.
That was great.
Yeah.
A&M and Clemson was the other.
Right.
Ranked team matchup.
Yep. And that one was not nearly as exciting, though A&M, I think, was in it early. But 24-14, Clemson just keeps on rolling. A&M was 12. Now, at Texas, they have a big stadium. They sell beer in that stadium.
Yeah,
it is a very old stadium, Darrell K. Royal Stadium.
You've been there a lot.
Been there a few times.
Yeah.
And we've heard stories of like Iowa, they have a pink locker room at their football facility, right? And that was an old Hayden Fry thing. I think so.
Okay.
And at the time, it was this big psychological thing, right?
You just, the visiting team goes into a pink locker room.
Right, and it softens their whole thing. Right. Well, at Texas, the LSU coach, after a win, got back home, was talking to the LSU media, and said that the air conditioning wasn't working down there. The game time temperature was near 100 degrees. Now, picture an old concrete stadium, and they're in the back locker room where
I've been in some of those.
They're down in a dungeon.
You can like see the walls breathing in these press conference rooms and these locker rooms these guys are in. So Ed Orgeron, the coach of LSU, who drinks more energy drinks than me, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Guy has like six a day.
Yeah, and he's not in shape like you are.
He talks like you are.
He's carrying some weight with him, too. So he shouldn't be drinking that kind of crap.
So apparently he said that they didn't have the air conditioning on there and that they got a tip, but they were prepared because they got a tip from Louisiana Tech, who had played there the week prior, said, hey, man, they don't turn on the air for you down there.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So Texas is saying
that's just not fair.
Texas say we have the best accommodations for our student athletes, and I've like been down there, and I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Well, their locker is probably pretty nice. Texas is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so old. Like, last time I was there, Mac Brown was a coach at Texas, and a buddy of mine that I was working with. So, like, in pregame, most facilities, like, the teams are – their locker rooms and their facilities are, like, off limits to anybody else.
Right.
But at Texas, because it's a really old facility, specifically at that time, you could walk right by Mac Brown during pregame, potentially.
Okay, all right.
And my buddy was rushed and pooping because we were out late the night before. And there was a line to wash hands after the pooping. And he was like, I got to go. And he knew he had hand sanitizer is what he says. But he walked out, and there's Mac Brown. And he gave him the poop hand, is his story.
Is anybody we know?
You probably met him.
Okay,
I think you know his wife. Okay, yeah, you know his wife. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Did you talk to anybody who went to the game in Colorado?
Oh, yeah, a few people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do they still have, can you buy beer all over the stadium now? Because the last time I went there was a couple years ago. They had just a drinking section. They put all the drunks in the upper deck.
I'm pretty sure I saw people in all, every time they cut to the crowd, somebody was tipping a beer.
Okay. So was Nick Allen, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baked.
Yeah, because for a while there, they felt the need to, because, you know, those Colorado fans are kind of jackasses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're also 2-0.
They felt the need to isolate them.
They're 2-0.
Yeah.
They don't care.
They were 5-0 to start the season last year, too.
It'd be awesome.
Then they sucked.
Yeah. They just set up like a dispensary in their field house. And they're just, here's the bong room.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
The other games involving teams in the top five, the average point differential was 39 this weekend.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Good God.
62-10, 63-0. And this week really doesn't look any different. You know, Clemson's a 27-point favorite. Bama's a 25-point favorite. Georgia's a 31-point favorite. LSU's a 51-point favorite. Oklahoma's a 23-point favorite. There's your top five.
Who's Ohio State got this
week? Ohio State has they're a 15-point favorite in a conference game at Indiana.
Oh, Indiana, okay.
Oklahoma could get Chip Kelly fired, maybe. People are starting to think, because they're 0-2, UCLA is, and Oklahoma plays out there. 23-point favorite.
God, they'd fire him already, man. That's a big payday.
Well, that's what college football does, man.
That's a big payday.
It's so stupid, man. You gotta you gotta let guys figure stuff out.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they're not gonna fire Frost, you dumbasses.
No. Not yet.
He's the chosen one.
Petey said that.
Well, I mean, look.
No, you're right.
A lot of the overbearing fans have everything to do with them chasing coaches every 3 years.
That is why.
I'll be honest.
Right. Right.
And it's made it a less desirable job, too.
Oh,
because
totally.
As soon as you one misstep. Because
national broadcasters will bring that up. And that's a national perception.
It is. Look, when you change coaches, you have to change everything, especially if things have sucked. So you have to deprogram 120-some kids and reprogram. It takes time, and nobody wants to give anybody time anymore because everybody else is winning now.
Frost is there forever until he goes to the NFL.
Which
you know?
I think sounds desirable.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see this story out of Tennessee? This is a T-shirt. This is a bullying story.
Yeah, I did.
This is cool.
Yeah.
So some kid went to school in Florida, I believe, right? Let me see if that's right. Yes, in Florida. And he's a Tennessee fan.
Right.
He didn't have a Tennessee shirt, so he took an orange shirt and he took a piece of regular old paper and drew UT on it and pinned that thing or taped it to his shirt.
Yeah.
Well, he got picked on, of course, by a bunch of nerd bullies.
Yeah.
And the story, so I believe his mom sent something to Facebook, and it started getting viral. Tennessee has made a shirt out of it.
Yeah, I saw that.
That they are selling. And then your first thought is, well, I was sure they're going to make money off the kid. Nope. The shirts are like $15. They paid $8 a shirt, they say. And every dollar over that cost is going to anti-bullying.
Oh, good, good,
yeah.
Good. Maybe his education. But you're right, probably to anti-bullying.
Well, he's not dumb. He just doesn't have a Tennessee shirt.
To pay for his education. Oh.
This kid still is.
For pudding.
Hey, the kid made a shirt.
He's going to get a year's supply of pudding.
So they've already got pre-orders on 16,000 of these shirts, man.
Is any money going to that kid?
Not specifically, but you know he'll get some help. They sent him a bunch of swag. Tennessee sent him a bunch of swag. And it's all the money's going to stomp out bullying.
Right.
Right.
So he's still going to need a haircut, be wearing dirty pants.
Yeah.
But I can't get $8. Right. Come on.
Can't have a pizza for my dates. Nothing.
He's just like a student athlete. He doesn't have pizza money.
That's right.
From what I saw,
but he's getting a free education. Yeah,
yeah. They probably should have thrown a few bucks for art lessons.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
He's like 8.
I know. Yeah.
They took that logo, and they've now painted it on one of their big rocks on campus. Like, this has become a thing for Tennessee.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. The coach has to love it because they suck.
Yeah, take the attention off of me.
Oh,
no.
He totally loves it.
Thanks, kid.
Any distractions, welcome.
Yeah. Oh, my God, a kid that still loves me. Oh,
he doesn't realize how much he sucks. Realize what a disappointment we are already.
Yeah.
Get the video up there, post it on our social media of the Philadelphia 76er, current 76er, wearing a Redskin jersey at pregame of the Redskin Eagle game. He's like 6'9", and he's from Virginia, so he's a Redskin fan. Now, I've told people this before because I'm familiar with Philadelphia, that people in other jerseys around the stadium get literally beat up.
Yeah, they're not well received.
Yeah, a buddy of mine was
Raider Nation.
a buddy of mine was a Bronco fan, and still is. He's back east. His buddy, their Broncos played the Eagles there in maybe the early 90s, late 80s. I was still in Pennsylvania at the time. And the one dude had a Bronco shirt, but the guy that went with him was a Bronco fan but knew not to wear a Bronco shirt. He knows that I don't want to get my ass kicked. The other guy wore it. So he was getting abused the whole time. It was a cold November or December game. He left the vet. It was a vet at the time. And he left the vet, and he realized he was going to get his ass kicked, so he had to take the shirt off and walk with no shirt on, balled up in his hand, to the car so he wouldn't get his ass kicked.
My God.
Now, this guy's a current Philadelphia 76er. What's his name?
Mike Scott.
Right.
Mike Scott.
He's
that's
on
right.
the Sixers.
Yep.
He's in the parking lot, and some Eagle fans, bunch of short, fat, white guys, which, by the way, everybody would look next to this guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they start swinging at each other.
Yeah, and it looks like okay. So
he takes down the one white guy bad.
So he's wearing
this guy's a big black guy,
a Sean Taylor jersey, yeah. who is dead.
Right, and they think the coffin is about him.
Right, so he kind of rolled up on them because there's a bunch of Eagle fans standing around a coffin.
Right, and he thought they were making fun of Sean Taylor.
Right, so you can see how that maybe could start a little fracas.
They started fights. Yeah, the tweet I saw was, this is even bad for Eagle fan. I thought, yeah.
Look, I mean, if he was wearing like a...
But he's a Sixer.
If he was wearing a Cade Keenum jersey, then maybe you go at... But he's wearing a Sean Taylor jersey.
But he's
jersey.
Also don't on go, the 76ers.
You got no chance.
Somebody knew he was on the 76ers.
Why was there a coffin in the parking lot?
Because that's
Philly
how they roll. That's how they roll.
Philadelphia.
That's how Philly fans roll. I would never go see a game in Philly with the Steelers player there.
Yeah, there in Oakland are like two places I thought would be cool, but then like, I would want to wear my...
And I know for a fact Baltimore's pretty bad, too.
Hey, Casey's not far behind.
I think when
Casey's
we were,
not too far behind.
Yeah, out in Southern California, the Dodgers and the Giants were playing.
Yeah. But that game, but
I think they routinely roll in a coffin into Dodger Stadium's parking lot because they don't like each other, and that has really escalated.
The Brian Stoll coffin, right?
Guy got killed a couple years ago.
Yeah, he got beat up pretty bad.
Coffin's there for the dude that dies at the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Presuming death. Antonio Brown, alleged rapist.
Yep.
I just wanted to say that with that music.
Balls in your court there, Patriots.
Yeah, and this is a funny one. With this music, this will work, too, because somebody asked Bill Belichick on his press conference, what exactly is the Patriot way, coach? Yeah. What exactly is the Patriot way? And he goes,
criminals.
I don't know that I ever used that term. I'm not sure it is, but I appreciate you asking about it. I don't know. It's a good question.
What number we leave off?
You got to figure that out.
I think we stopped at 49.
45?
Are we at 45? 46?
Or 50.
Oh, we have entered
50s.
The second half. We are at 51. Number 50 was the great Mike Singletary.
That's right.
That's right.
Moving on. These are going to be great numbers. 51, 52, 53, 54, 55.
51 is Butkus.
Got a bad name like Dick Butkus.
Yeah. 52 is Ray Lewis.
51 also on that list. On that list, RIP Sam Mills. You might remember him, linebacker with the Saints and Panthers.
Panthers.
Number 52,
Clay Matthews.
Ray Lewis.
Could be Patrick Willis, Mike Webster, Clay Matthews, or it is the murderer.
The murderer.
Of course. Right. Number 52. These are the 100 greatest NFL, or the greatest players in the NFL by uniform number over the 100 years of the National Football League. 53
is Mick Tinglehoff.
He is on the list, as is Randy Gratishar.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, Mick should be on there.
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska's own Mick Tinglehoff.
That's right. All-time great. I believe he's a Hall of Famer.
Played for Todd's Vikings in the 70s.
I believe he's Hall of Famer as well.
Yeah.
But 53 belongs to, let's see, coached by Bill Parcells, was on, was a teammate of, he was one of the linebackers with Carl Banks and Lawrence Taylor.
Man, why are we showing him?
Man, you guys know this name, too.
I know we should.
White dude, right?
Nope.
Oh, I was wrong.
The name would lead you to believe that. Harry Carson.
Harry Carson, Oh, yeah, for the Giants.
Harry Carson.
Great ball player.
Number 54, Brian Urlacher and his new hair mentioned as an all-time great wearing number 54. There's nobody else mentioned.
All right.
One of Black Tony's favorite football players of all time. Not Danny White, but...
55. Oh, no, it's 54. Randy White. Maryland's own Randy White.
Dallas Cowboys.
Then
at number 55.
Should we know this?
Yes, absolutely. It's not Derrick Brooks. I don't know if that name would pop in your brain, but no, the guy that it is.
Tampa Bay.
Yeah, Derrick Brooks was with Tampa Bay. Yeah, one of their all-time
55.
Greats.
55. Why are we showing on this?
55.
I got nothing.
Let's see. Give you some hints here. Right. He ended his career with the Patriots. Ended his life
Junior
with.
Seau.
Yeah.
Junior
Seau. Ended his life with, I believe.
Whatever happened to Junior Seau?
Yeah.
Let me know later.
Yeah. All right. So we got some more good numbers, legendary numbers, 56, 57, 58, 59.
Oh, they're good numbers.
Oh, man.
Good numbers coming up, yes.
And then offensive linemen.
Yes.
That'll be exciting.
We'll know them. We'll know a lot of them.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's how we roll.
Probably. More than we should.
We forget to set our alarm, don't we, Craig? But we'll remember these numbers. Craig sets his alarm every night and didn't last night. No reason, no rhyme, nothing. Nothing.
Right.
Now, you were here on time because Puss called you, but time for us.
Right, time for us. Yeah. I have forgotten to set my alarm before, but I woke up at the regular time.
Answered the call.
Yeah, that was not the case this
morning. Today, he literally answered my call.
But you'll know number 63 is Willie Lanier.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh! Am I right?
Yeah.
Ooh! Am I right?
Hold on!
Am I right?
Checking the tape.
I'm just guessing.
63 could have been Gene Upshaw, Leroy Salmon, but you nailed it with Willie Lanier.
Yeah, now, about now, that, aren't you there, Nick?
Now, where are your sunglasses?
She still sucks.
All right, I hate to tease you like that.
That was nice.
I know.
Man.
All right.
Tease? You just ruined it.
Yeah, but I'm good,
that
man.
That was sad.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.